It'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. President Biden is just minutes away from his pull-aside with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the G7 summit in Japan. The one-on-one comes as Mr. Biden rethinks U.S. air support for Kyiv's battle with Russia. CBS's Deborah Pata has more from Ukraine.
More aid has been pledged, including a whopping nearly $3 billion military package from Germany and an announcement from the U.K. and the Netherlands that they are building an international coalition to help procure F-16 fighter jets for Ukraine. Followed by a stunning U-turn from the U.S., which has previously insisted it was not feasible to send the advanced jets to Kyiv. President Biden now says the U.S. will train Ukrainian pilots.
The White House says President Biden is ready to jump back into those stalled debt ceiling talks. He's scheduled to speak with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy by phone before heading back to Washington. The horse National Treasure comes up big, winning the Preakness Stakes. But the win comes hours after another horse owned by Bob Baffert suffered a catastrophic leg injury and had to be euthanized. He tried to collect his thoughts on NBC.
To win this, it's losing that horse today really hurts, but I'm happy for Johnny. He got the win. I have a great team. I got my boys with me. I'm sorry, but it's been a very emotional day.
The second privately funded flight to the International Space Station is set for an afternoon launch. Neither Axiom Space nor businessman and pilot John Schaffner will say how much his seat costs, but he tells CBS News he hopes the price will eventually come down.
It was expensive in the early days of aviation when the first commercial airplanes were developed. I mean, only it took people of means to get on that. And now we have a commercial aviation sector that everyone enjoys. And I look forward to when the same thing happens for space.
Remembering a page turner for the ages, British novelist, essayist, and nonfiction author Martin Amis.
A writer's accomplishments are often measured by his impact on others. New Statesman editor George Eaton says he can't overstate the impact Martin Amis had on his readers.
Everyone who read Martin Amis, certainly a lot of people who read Martin Amis, came away wanting to be a writer.
Amis is best known for novels like Money, A Suicide Note, London Fields, and The Information. A film adaptation of his 2014 novel, The Zone of Interest, has just premiered at the Cannes Film Festival. His agent says Amis died at his home here in Florida after a battle with cancer. Martin Amis was 73. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
And this is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Tunes on the way from Iron Plow. We'll do some Lockjaw, Super Tanker, and Faster, Faster, Faster this half hour. Plus, we'll have a conversation with the guys from Never End coming up after 10:30 tonight. Right now, this is Rock Out. It's a double dip of Fall to Rise to kick off Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
Listen. We'll be right back.
are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You're a model of flawless design. I can't help but feel butterflies every time you are by. You make me want to throw away my storyline and make a new one with you. I could be a new rescue. I know these feelings have been long overdue. Come out, go vote, wear it like your favorite clothes. Say you love me, everybody needs to know. Dress or tea, baby, you're made for me. Take my heart and put it on your sleeve. Bitter heartless, I've been cold and dead. Cut my heart off from my head. Stuck in someone else's bed, who's this? Told myself I'd never ever fall. I said life's too short to let them have it all right. Yeah. I know these feelings have been long overdue. Come out, go for wear it like your favorite clothes. Say you love me, everybody.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
That is Super Tanker and Boiler on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. Brand new Lockjaw before that with Annie of Love. Iron Plow checked in with We Fly Divine and Aaron Colburn and Sleeve. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. For glass, gifts, and vape, shop igniteglassandgifts.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, there's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. And the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find more at movetomadison.com. My conversation with the guys from Never End is coming up in just a couple of minutes. Right now, new music from Faster, Faster, Faster. Now I'm Free on Max Inc. Heavy.
Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
CBS News Brief. President Biden is set to have a one-on-one at this hour with his Ukrainian counterpart at the G7 summit in Japan. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer is there and says most of the oxygen seems focused on helping Volodymyr Zelensky.
His star power will focus global attention on this summit, which was always intended to showcase G7 leaders' unwavering support for Ukraine.
President Biden is set to jump on the phone with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy before catching his flight back to Washington, all to avoid a big if. Correspondent Christian Benavides.
If the debt limit isn't raised, the government could run out of money by June 1st, potentially upending financial markets and pausing military salaries, Medicare, and Social Security payments.
Protesters back on the streets of Tel Aviv, raising their voices about plans to overhaul Israel's judiciary.
It all began when we understand that somebody wants to ruin the independence of our courts.
CBS News Brief.
I'm 54, so basically, it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference.
Well, right now, saving seems hard to wrap my head around. Plus, with the way this year's been going...
Hey, listen, it's okay. You still got this. Just go to aceyourretirement.org. It's an online tool from AARP that can help you get your retirement savings on track no matter your age. It's free and only takes about 3 minutes.
I like 3 minutes.
Yeah, at aceyourretirement.org, you'll chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. Just answer a few questions and you'll get a personalized plan and tips to help boost your retirement savings. Tips that are easy to understand and tailored to your lifestyle.
I like that too.
Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Just head to aceyourretirement.org and make your plan to start saving for retirement.
Thanks.
That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. Heavy, welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm Jimmy K. Coming up at 11 o'clock today, we do have Essential Last Crack 2 from the Mighty Last Crack at 11 o'clock. Hey, back in 2021, there was an earthquake, like a hard rock metal earthquake in Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin, that measured like 8.0 in the Fort Atts kicking scale. Perhaps you heard about that. That's because there was a band that was formed and they called themselves Never End. On the phone with me are members of Never End. We got Travis, we got Bird, Jordan, and John from Never End. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio, everybody.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
I appreciate it. So the first thing I need to ask you about, when I first discovered your band on Bandcamp, plus you all sent us some tracks at maxincradio@gmail.com, is the way Never End is spelt. It's spelt N-V-R-N-D. And I had to reach out to you all and say, how do you say this name? Can I buy a vowel, please? Please explain, Travis, the band name and why it's missing the vowels.
Well, it kind of started, our drummer John always had, you know, that band name in his head for years and years that he liked, or, you know, how do I deal with this concept kind of a thing. And then we always made a joke every time any of us have ever been in a band, that's been the hardest thing to do, is figure out a name for your band. Mm-hmm. And it's like a never ending process. Mm. And then on top of it, we are, you know, you think along the lines of writing music and how, you know, the energy and what you're trying to do, like a song never ends, a song never goes anywhere. Music is here forever. The stuff that we write, the stuff we want, the stuff we play, the stuff we listen to, it'll all always be there forever. It's going to touch somebody in a way, just like the energy of the universe and yada yada. You can get as deep as you want, but you know, it never ends. Like it just never ends. And we hope this never ends. I mean, it never ends.
I can't be the only guy or person that's messaged you asking you how to pronounce your band name, right?
You're definitely not. You're definitely not.
Good.
You too, once we tell everybody, they see it, they read it, and then they go, Oh yeah.
As soon as you said it to me, the light bulb went on for sure.
Yep, it falls. Read it faster.
Now, you all have a really interesting background. Bird, why don't you jump in and talk about where you all come from and how you came to be Never End.
Well, we've all been kind of around the scene here in Wisconsin for a while. John and I were in a previous band called One Road to Rome, and that went from 2016 through 2019. And so when that broke up, we kept jamming, and eventually we decided we wanted to get another band going, and we took a few attempts at it, and eventually that became this band. But, you know, Jordan was in a band called Hebron, early 2000s through like 2010. Mm-hmm. And then we've got Jim on bass. He comes from bands playing around Sullivan, Jefferson area. He was in a cover band called Vulgar, which is a Pantera cover band. And then Travis, obviously, he can tell you about some of the things he did before we got together.
I was in just a local, you know, thing called Sociable Jimmy for like 12 years, 15 years. And then I was in a band called Euphoria for a good three, four years. But those were cover bands, that kind of genre, just playing around basic local stuff, never really leaving the Tri-County area too often. And, you know, nothing that ever took off, but it just, that's the kind of stuff that helped us all learn our skills. Jim and I come from that cover end of things, but we've always, you know, written our own music on the sides and you know, tried to progress when it comes to writing and have had our own songs for 20 years. The other guys were already in original bands. They come from more original bands. But also the love of music is there. So, you know, that cover end of things helps unite people and brings you together.
Do you feel playing in cover bands and doing covers for so long kind of honed your skills for your original writings?
I think so. I think it definitely teaches you how to play with other people. It teaches you just your basics, your timing, your interaction with people. You know, you're playing songs that the people out there wanted to listen to, as opposed to, you know, trying to get people to listen to your original stuff. It's hard to do. Some people, you know, lose interest or this and that. So you can play some cover songs. You could throw in an original and they don't even realize it. Next thing you know, they're rocking out to it. I absolutely think it was imperative. I'm so glad I did what I did for so long, because I don't think I'd have, you know, the voice I do now. And I don't think the being able to play with people in general is the biggest thing, being able to play together.
Absolutely. Travis, Bird, Jordan, and John joins us here from Never End. Jordan, let's get you on the here. And why don't you talk about, kind of take off from what Travis was talking about and explain the niche of Never End and what the what the songs are primarily about, or the topical matter that you guys write about.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, we have a really diverse palette of influences in the band, like so much so that we're not all even into the same stuff all the time, which I think is great because, I mean, it keeps things so open. We've been releasing songs one at a time as singles, and I think also that enables us to do a lot of different things as opposed to trying to keep a thread going throughout an album and release it that way. So, I mean, it's just been wide open, and it's been a lot of fun that way.
And anybody else want to follow up on that at all?
As far as writing, you know, there's three of us, I guess, primarily that you could say probably come up with main riffs, main main courses, so to say, for a song. But bringing that to the table, like, there's no egos here. We're all able to really work off each other and bounce off each other. So if my influences, they come from one area or another, and I bring this riff or this lick or this whole song for that matter, everybody's willing to listen and put in and give it their own part. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, something Jordan might write might sound a little different than what I write musically. However, combined, we make it all work together. It's we create a song that we all love, and that's kind of part of it. I don't know.
Like an amalgamation of all of it.
Yeah, it's
through open input.
And that's the best way to do it, kind of make it a community. It really makes the music so much better. It makes it your own. It makes it never end.
Absolutely. You know, all the lyrics, most of the lyrics, like a lot of times too, for me, these guys will write the music. They'll have something written, or they'll have a good, cool riff. They'll work it through. They'll figure out the patterns, what they want to do. And then that whole time I'm sitting there listening to it and trying to figure out, okay, how do I want to sing to this? Or, you know, what is this about? What can I make this about? What do I feel like right now? So I do all the lyrics when it comes down to it. Jordan's got a song he wrote already we're working on, but, you know, we all put our own input in, and it's all accounted for. And that's the biggest, coolest part about it.
Never End here on Max and Kevy with Jimmy K. I'm looking at your Bandcamp page right now. It looks like we have a bunch of singles. We've got four singles out right now. Love Yourself, Held to Bide, Numbers, yep, and Roll On. These are all the singles I'm looking at here, right? Any plans for a full length album?
Well, we have, what did we say?
We do want to look at putting them together in EPs or possibly full albums at the fact, but really that wasn't the foremost thought when we made them.
We're probably going to have an EP ready for the fall, is what we're aiming for.
Yeah.
I love the singles. Don't get me wrong. I think that keeps interest in your fan base. Hey, when are you going to drop your new song? I can't wait to hear that new song. And then doing what you're doing, putting it in an EP or an album after the fact, is pretty cool.
It's going if you can release a single every 2 to 3 months or so.
Yep, stay relevant for sure. John, I'll save one of the best questions for you, bro. We're going to Maybash, aren't you?
Going to Maybash.
Okay, so John, your most memorable Maybash experience, or is this your first Maybash?
This will be my first one.
You know, we did an interview with the Maybashers last week on Max Inc. Radio. You can get the archive at civicmedia.us. And since you're the first timer, your Maybash cherry will be popped this week, John. You definitely want to listen to that. There's a lot of useful information on that. Any of you have any Maybash experience at all?
Well, we did play at Hellbash last year, which is like the fall version, sure. I guess.
Yeah, this is our first Maybash for everybody here.
Yeah.
How was Hellbash for y'all?
Awesome. So much fun.
Yeah. It's such a magical little place out there, and it is so much fun. For information on that, check out the Maybash event on Facebook, Maybash 2023. Get your invite and settle down for 3 days of camping and outdoor music. It's a good time, and Never End is going to be there. Beside Maybash, what other shows are on the calendar for y'all?
Well, we're going to slow down for a little bit here. We did just do some. We played in Portage, and we played in Janesville. We played at 301 Productions, has their studio in Portage. We played a couple of weeks ago. And then we played at the Back Bar in Janesville just last weekend. And, we're actually going to play a good friend of ours. He's in a band around the area called Jingleheimer. They'll be at Maybash also, but the vocalist is getting married, so we're actually going to play his wedding along with Rick Disgrin, so that'll be fun. I love them guys.
That's awesome. Congratulations on the wedding. That's great. Well, that's awesome. Guys, thank you so much for being part of the show today. We really appreciate you. Of course, your music is up on Bandcamp. You're all over the internet. You're on Spotify and Apple.
Where you listen to music, we are.
There you are. Please keep in touch if when new singles drop or new news or Ford Atkinson catches fire with you guys. Please keep us us posted, you know?
Yeah, yeah. We got a video coming out here soon that we just made. We do all our own production, all our own everything. Bird's the man when it comes to it. But as far as recording, video, the video for Love Yourself, that's the newest one song we just dropped. We got a video coming out, I think, next week next week it should be dropping. So look for that. Look for our video.
Tell me,
definitely, but
tease the video. Give us like a little content tease on that video.
Well, if you listen to the song Love Yourself, it's kind of meant to be like that inspiring sort of a song where you're feeling down, you feel like you don't belong, but you know what? You go to a show of a band that you love and you know, you belong. You're one of those people, no matter who you are, where you came from or what your background is, you found your place, you found your niche, you found where you can be happy in this world. And that's kind of what we do. That's what we do every Friday when we get together and jam at practice and write all this music that we're doing is, you know, we found our world. We found our place in this world, and it doesn't matter where we come from. You really do belong, no matter how crappy and how whatever it can be. Just be true to yourself, man, and do what you got to do.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Look for Never End online. Remember to spell it NVRND. Travis Bird, Jordan John, thank you so much for being on the show tonight. We really appreciate you.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Maybash, Love Yourself. It's Never End on Max Inc. Radio. Go ahead. Sing it. Maybash.
Maybash. We fight.
Hell to Bide. That's Never End on Max and Kevy. Hey, thanks to the guys at Never End for coming on the show tonight. Really appreciate that. If you're a fan of Never End, and if you want to see them at Maybash, they have your invites. Hit them up on Facebook and support the band directly. Maybash, happening Memorial Day weekend. Hope to see you there. I'm Jimmy K. Max and Kevy continues with Essential Last Crack coming up at 11 o'clock. Right now, some Droids Attack and Sci-Fi or Die. It's Max and Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Brandy, cow chips, and great local music.
This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Insert coin.
Rots, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608- 608-